Today we'll be doing Sevbeis the Shulchan Arachtos Grath Avit Shal Cheres Shal Eish Shekfa'o Alpev. If you have a toilet that's made out of earthenware or wood that was turned upside down, Yesh Matirin V'Yeshotrin V'Halacha Kedivrei Ha'Oshim. It's Machlokas, and we're Machmir. The Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Zayin says Yesh Matirin Dahavi Kamo Kisui. Some assume that that a wooden kli or an earthenware kli that's turned upside down is considered like a covering. The Mishnah Berurah says V'Yeshotrin the Chevin Shehazua Ma Balua B'Socho Hakli Gufa Hu Kamo Tzoa V'Asarat Sheyechaseu. Since the filth is absorbed into the walls of the kli, so the kli itself is treated like feces, and therefore it's going to be a problem unless you actually cover it. Avoshal matachos, but a metal toilet, afilu ein orachatz min bifnem, mahane kfiya, dein isuro ela mitocho, kfiya chashim kisui. When it comes to a metal kli, the filth is only on the inside, so turning it over is considered like a valid covering. Ve'im kisal hagrafe ha'avid ve'reach ra no deif ma'am, if you covered them over, but there's still an odor wafting from them, bein shehu shal cheres v'rachatz, oshal matachos dein orachatz, whether it's a earthenware kli that's been rinsed out or a metal kli that has not been rinsed out, kasu baderach ha'chayim, tesarach l'harchik dalad amos mimokam shakala ha'reach, tesem ikri reach ra shiyesh lo ikri. You have to distance yourself 4 amos from where the odor stops. V'ayin b'mashak ha'savnu b'ver halacha b'simen ha'intes b'hakdama o'zayin, v'im husham ha'techas v'rachatz, if it's made of metal and it's rinsed out, dai she'yarchik ad mokam shiyech le ha'reach ra, tesehu reach ra shiyin lo ikri, then you can merely distance yourself from where the smell stops, and not an additional 4 amos. Kasav shlo she'yargil ha'adam she'yehelu avit shal matachos o'zechuches v'yarachatz v'naki. A person should have a metal or glass kli toilet that's constantly cleaned out. And should pour in a revius of water after urinating. And if he does that, he could say Asher Yotzer and learn Torah next to it. If it's clean and there's no smell coming from it, then it's sufficient to merely clean it out from week to week. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Gimel tomorrow.